the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. This and other great health talk shows at RadioMD.com. Here are Joe Galewski and Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
The radio show that helps you take control of your genes to become the world expert on your body. It is you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen, the Chief Wellness Officer at the Cleveland Clinic. Welcome in today. I'm Joe Galewski. On the phone, 877-711-5211. On the email, udocs@gmail.com. On iHeartRadio at RadioMD, or you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, to the Daily Pulse on iHeartRadio Talk. You can go to iHeartRadio.com. You can start there. You can download the app. You can go to the computer, use it on the web. If you use the web, click Talk in the main menu, and then search for You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. That's how it's done. Here's Dr. Mike coming up at 20 after Dr. Mike. It's Dr. Gary Ginsberg. He'll talk about cornflakes and groundwater, air pollution. He has a story on air pollution, and how we are detoxing serious chemical weapons. What did I say, sir? Did I say something? China?
I said air pollution in China.
China, okay.
Shortening the average lifespan.
Okay. And our fuel cells, a healthier energy future. Fuel cells. I know they have, here in Syracuse, they have charging stations for electric cars, and they're taking them out because nobody's using them. They're kind of just sitting there, and they're pretty expensive, and rather than have to pay the freight on them, they're taking them out. Because very few people have electric cars. So I'm not sure whether that's going to catch on or not.
Tell me again.
What?
Joe, on the electric car,
yeah.
Why is the charging station expensive? It isn't just what is used?
Well, they're renting them or they bought them and nobody's using them. I would think they're pretty costly, but typically, you go to the mall, the big local mall here, and people are parking close. These charging stations are in parking spots close to the mall. And since nobody is using them, people who have normal cars, fueled cars, they're using the parking spots. So the bang for the buck isn't there, you know. So they're taking them out. So the electric car hasn't caught on yet. Anyway, that's Dr. Dr. Gary Ginsberg at 6:20. Can I ask you a question? We have guests on that meditate, do meditation. You probably meditate, right? Do you meditate?
A little bit, 5 minutes usually, morning and night.
What do you do when you meditate? What is it? What do you do when you meditate?
The basic principle is what he said, which is you clear what Eben Alexander, our guest, in another show said, which is you focus your brain on something other than activity that is going on. That is, you go to away from a local consciousness or a consciousness of what is locally happening to a deeper area or to a area that is different. That is, it's basically a clearing of your brain so that you don't think of anything and you let all the thoughts of the current consciousness, the current day, float away so that you're less stressed.
I'm thinking, though, that's got to be difficult to do because you tell yourself, okay, don't think about cheeseburgers for the next 5 minutes. And then it's got to be difficult to do.
If you say don't think about cheeseburgers, you will think about a cheeseburger.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
The basic goal is you focus on your breathing. So you're focusing on for example, your belly button going in or out, and you can't think of anything else. When you get to really deeper levels, which is what he's talking about, these exercises are, you don't think about, you don't have to think about that phrase, you don't have to think about that. You don't have to think about your belly button. You think about, apparently, and I have not done all the exercises that he has for us, you think about this deeper level.
And it's good because it does what for you? It calms your blood pressure down? How's it healthier for you?
It releases stress. We don't know all the mechanisms. We do think that one of the major ones is that it increases activity in your vagal nerve, which calms your brain.
Mm-hmm.
So as opposed to what stays in Vegas, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, this is the opposite. What happens in your Vegas goes to the rest of your body to calm it.
Yep, everybody says people swear by it when they do meditate for whatever length of time they can meditate. 877-711-5211, udocs at gmail.com. How much coffee should you drink every day, Dr. Mike?
Well, actually, this is a really interesting question because there are two different populations, and they're about 50% of Americans, and it is a genetic predisposition. So an easy way to tell, we'll tell you in a few seconds, but is the goal is to have 4 or 5 or more cups of coffee a day if you are not genetically predisposed to be a slow metabolizer of coffee. So fast metabolizers, and you can tell if 2 cups of coffee makes you anxious, gives you anxiety, keeps you up at night, then you're a slow metabolizer. Those people actually have an increased risk of disease from, if you will, coffee. On the other hand, those people who can take coffee and it not affect them in a negative way, those people, the 6 cups a day, and it decreases your risk of cancer, number of cancers, 9 different ones. It decreases your risk of heart disease, stroke, type 2 diabetes, a whole bunch of things. So in the people who can handle, if you will, the caffeine without getting anxious from it, the more the better. In those people who can't, then you want to stay under 2 cups a day. Pretty interesting, eh?
Yeah, it is. Now, how about regular versus decaf?
Well, this is actually what you're asking is even more interesting question, but it is, we're talking always about regular today. There is some interest that some of the protection from coffee against the cancers and against Parkinson's and Alzheimer's and dementia, all of which it does protect you against, may not be related to the caffeine, but most believe that it is related to the caffeine, and so it's only either caffeinated water or caffeine that actually helps you.
All right, let's move from coffee now to fish. And not all fish is healthy. Everybody thinks fish is good, but there are some things unhealthy fish you should probably try to avoid. You want to expand on that a little bit?
Yeah, exactly. So give you the example is tuna. Usually tuna has been caught from feeding fish, and the bottom feeders get a lot of mercury because there were mercury batteries that settled to the bottom of the sea. The algae grew up around them, has a lot of mercury in it, and the fish eat the tuna. The older tuna eat that mercury fish, the smaller fish, and have a lot of mercury themselves. So that's one of the examples. It's a fish that is contaminated, and that's part of the reason you don't want to have certain fish. So we can go through some of the others, one of my favorites actually is, well, can you guess one of my favorites?
Mahi-mahi.
In this category?
Mahi-mahi. That you like?
Mahi-mahi is okay, but imported catfish is bad. 90% of catfish imported to the United States comes from Vietnam, where use of antibiotics that are banned in the U.S. is widespread. Further, many of these fish aren't technically catfish and don't have the omega-3s you want. They've been learned to feed on soy and cornmeal, so they don't have the healthy fats in them. Another which would fit in this category is the American eel. Or yellow or silver eel. It's often in sushi dishes, and, quote, it's got a very high contaminant rate with PCBs and mercury. Imported shrimp is probably the worst because 90% of it comes from areas that are otherwise contaminated. So it is one of the real things. If you're going to say avoid one thing, it's avoid imported shrimp. 90% of the shrimp sold in the United States is unfortunately...
Is your skin aging before your eyes? There is something you can do to reverse those signs of aging. I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, and my solution doesn't involve a knife or a needle. It's a serum I created called Nighttime. Nighttime makes your skin smoother, brighter, and thicker with just one step each day. I've packed Nighttime with vitamin C and A, moisturizers, fruit acids, skin brighteners, and antioxidants. That's a lot of science in one bottle. But that's what it takes to make your skin look younger and more attractive. Until Labor Day, when you purchase two bottles of Nighttime, you'll get a third bottle free with free shipping. Call 855-940-1800. That's 855-940-1800. Or on the web, it's drperrys.com. That's drperrys.com. Put the word Radio MD in the discount box to receive three bottles of Nighttime for the price of two.
You still rely on sugar or caffeine for energy? B12 is known as the energy vitamin. It nourishes your body, supporting mental function and vitality. Problem is, B12 is hard to absorb. Did you know a recent study showed almost 4 out of 10 people had B12 levels in the low normal to deficiency range? This applied to both young and old, even those with adequate meat intake. So it isn't just vegans or older folks who need to be concerned. Until now, the alternative was getting a shot at the doctor's office. What if we had a B12 offer that was simple? Liposomes deliver B12 painlessly. No doctor visit. Why not discover what B12 can offer you? Drink the new liposomal form. Right now, you can get a bottle for 50% off at B12offer.com. This limited time B12 offer is unique and it's easy. Just go to B12offer.com for 50% off. That's B12offer.com.